Everyone, I'm Tim. I'm an alcoholic. I'm not going to stand up tonight because wise man said, why stand up when you can sit down? Why sit down when you can lay down? And I would lay down, but I don't think it's acceptable. But I am going to sit. So, 10 minutes. What was it like? So, I got asked this morning to speak, and I've been thinking about it a little bit, and, you know, something I come back to often when, you know, I'm sitting in meetings and combing through my past and what got me here, I think back to my father, who was a notorious alcoholic, and I learned all the bad shit I can... You can imagine from him. A lot of his traits fell over to me. But growing up, my dad was, he was my best friend. He was, you know, let me get away with murder. And he was super cool. And he drank beer, which was, it was awesome. I always wanted to be just like him and do all those things. And I did a lot of the things that he did. My father, before I was born, actually, he traveled through Europe to reign with a band, which many years later I went and did the same thing and kind of inadvertently did the same tour circuit that he did while deep in my addiction, as well as, you know, back in his time. He was deep in his addiction. But, you know, when I wasn't emulating my father, I was emulating pretty much anyone around me that was older than me and always trying to be somebody else, and either with a drink in my hand or using drugs. Drugs are part of my story. So, yeah, from a very young age, I think I probably picked up the first time 10 or 11. I obviously wasn't using at 10. Well, maybe not obviously, but it did ramp up pretty quick. I'd say, you know, started smoking at 12 and smoked weed for the first time at maybe 14. And then LSD the first time at 15. That was always a favorite of mine. I ended up at that ripe age of 15, I ended up dropping out of school, running away from home, living on the streets, traveling the country on the freight train, and doing a lot of things that, super scared Tim, just frightened the fuck out of me. But if I did it with a drink in my hand, it didn't matter if it scared me. It gave me that false sense of security and that sense of courage that I didn't have otherwise. And that followed me well into my adulthood. As I tried to get a family, or start a family, and, you know, I had a wife, which I no longer have. I had a business, which I no longer have. I worked there for 20 years. All of this happened within using and drinking. And a lot of times people talk about having a life beyond your wildest dreams. And I mean, I already had a whole other life before I got here, but I've been in the rooms for a little over a year, and I've been sober for about a year and a half, and I was just kind of recently looking back at the last year and a half, and I realized just maybe a few days ago even that I don't hate myself anymore, and I couldn't have gotten to the point of not hating myself and wanting to die, wanting to kill myself, had it not been for all of you and coming into these rooms. And so not only do I think fondly of many of you in this room now, but AA saved my life. And that means so much to me. It gives me hope for having that life beyond my wildest dreams. And I feel like it's around the corner. Like, I just have to wade through some shit to get there. I have a sponsor. I don't yet have any sponsees. But I feel like it will come in good time. Yeah, I owe my life and what's left of my life to this program, to AA. And thank you all for coming.